classic 90s Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac on BFBS. Hope you're doing good today then. It's Friday and 5 to 8 is the time right now on the Falsies Breakfast. So many people getting in touch. Sarah with her apology. She says, sorry, Martin, I'll give you that one. I'm just so excited about the 1 second song. I completely lost all control of my senses. Oh, you've made my day, Sarah. Thank you very much for getting in touch. Right, these are the guesses coming in so far.
Is it Black or Blue?
Is it Tiger Feet by Suede?
It's not Tiger Feet.
You've got me now.
This is my second try this morning. Is it Trash? Right, is it Film Star?
It's not Film Star.
Oh, bummer!
This is the last one. This is from my son.
Yeah.
Alright, and he's a musical whiz, and I've never heard of it. He's Killing of a Flash Boy.
Still not the right answer. It's the Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way on BFBS with ex-Bronski Beat singer Jimmy Somerville and Sarah J. Morris in there as well. And Martin Law's with you till 10 o'clock this morning at 24 minutes past 8. Hello Blacks, I Need a Dollar plays for you in just a second. Don't forget, it's Armed Forces Day this weekend. Going to be talking to you more about that very, very soon. There's a lot of exciting things happening over the weekend and a couple of funny things to tell you about that soon as well. Right now though, the 1 second song.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it the Drowners? What about Metal Mickey?
Nope, not Metal Mickey neither.
Oh my god, more clue.
We are really stuck here. Is it Positivity or New Generation?
Still not the right answers.
Good morning, Martin.
How are you?
I'm fine, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm alright, mate. Yeah, someone's put a really ugly plant pot in the studio. I don't have a clue where it's come from, so I'm just going to add that to the prize list.
Lovely, lovely, yeah.
Right, Rob, you're working at accommodation store in Hameln, yeah?
That's correct, yes, yeah.
Is it busy today?
Very busy, mate, as always, yes.
It's so busy that you've been in touch every 2 seconds guessing these Suede songs.
That's right, mate, yeah. The song
right.
Is, the drum roll, Lazy.
Rob, congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
I think the whole of British Forces Germany is now saluting you. Hallelujah. Rob, thank you very much. Give us another cheer. Oh, I just can't believe it's actually gone. Now, you, in the prize bag, you've got keyrings, you've got mugs, you've got BFBS t-shirts, Hurricane t-shirts, literally everything that we can find in the office. You've got Learn a New Language CD and a BFBS Frisbee. I hope you're going to share them with Si and Bob.
Well, what I said I would do hasn't been so helpful. Obviously, we'll have to do it properly. At weekends, I'll let them take the Frisbee home, but they must sign it out on a loan form. And return it on the Monday.
And if they don't, consequences will be taken.
Well, yes, certainly, yeah.
I tell you what I'm going to do, Rob, because this plant pot in the studio is well ugly. I'm just going to chuck it in with your prizes, all right?
That's fantastic, Martin.
Rob, thank you very much. In fact, I'm going to let you introduce it. So can you say for me, this is Suede and Lazy on BFBS?
And this is Suede and Lazy from BFBS.
Katy Perry, Last Friday Night on BFBS. Love the line in that. Streaking in the park, skinny dipping in the dark. Loves to be a fly on the wall when that was happening. It's Martin with you 5 to 9, and the news headlines up in the next 5 minutes. And just a quick one, if you were planning on going to the Shackleton School Sports Day today, weather prevailed, has cancelled it, and it's going to be rescheduled for the 11th of July. So the sports day won't go ahead today. However, the school summer fair will still go ahead. That's taking place from 1 o'clock at Shackleton School. Going to be down there from 1 myself. Hi to you if you can be FBS. Eliza Doolittle and Pack Up on the Forces Breakfast. 24 minutes past 9. This is Martin Laws. Oh, what's going on with the weather outside? It's minging. All I need to do today is bring my shower gel into work and I could have got naked outside the roundhouse and had a good wash. I could have had an extra half an hour in bed this morning if I'd known it was going to rain that much. I'm actually only joking. That'd be really wrong.